AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We've got the first clues as to how Hillary Clinton's computer was set up and protected while she was Secretary of State. One cybersecurity expert calls it amateur hour. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel on what the Associated Press has learned by going over data and documents related to Clinton's private email server.
Clinton's server, which handled her personal and State Department correspondence, appeared to allow users to connect openly over the internet to control it remotely. That's according to detailed records compiled in 2012. Experts said the Microsoft Remote Desktop Service wasn't intended for such use without additional protective measures.
A Clinton spokesman responds by saying there is no evidence in this report of an actual breach. Clinton will be center stage tonight in the first 2016 presidential candidates debate, and the pundits are saying she can't afford to make a mistake tonight. Our Nicholas Riccardi is in the debate town of Las Vegas, where Clinton will go head-to-head with Bernie Sanders, the other Democrats, and one man who won't even be there, Vice President Biden.
She needs to be defensive. She needs to make sure she doesn't say something that's going to imperil her candidacy, either in the primary or in the general. But she's also got to show people, both her supporters who are concerned about her more wobbly than they'd like poll numbers and the Sanders surge, and also some of the people who are interested in Sanders or even Biden, she's got to show that she can really be the Democratic standard bearer in this year when people want something new.
We expect to learn within days whether Vice President Biden will join the race for the White House. A first court appearance today for a convicted felon accused in the killing of an off-duty Memphis police officer. Lorenzo Clark charged with a firearms violation and the death of his neighbor, 31-year-old Officer Terrence Ulrich. This is AP Radio News. Kansas City is mourning the loss of two firefighters killed fighting a fire in which two people were saved from the flames as a building caved in. Fire Chief Paul Berardi says these two firefighters were heroes.
What is good for their families to remember is that they did not die in vain. They saved two civilians. Carried him out of the second floor on ladders before the wall collapsed.
He talked to KCTV in Kansas City. It's not clear yet what started the fire. Police say they're investigating a fight outside Dodger Stadium after a playoff game that left one fan critically injured. We don't know a lot about this, but there's a report that the fight broke out in a parking lot Friday after the Dodgers lost the opening game of the National League Division Series to the New York Mets. In sports yesterday, the Mets won, as did the Cubs, the Blue Jays, and the Royals, and in football, the Steelers. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.